Words of caution from former Urbana School Board President Tina Gonzalez boomed out over the public address speakers at the Thomas Paine School gym.
I'm going to tell you up front that some of what's going to happen tonight is going to be unsatisfying and frustrating.
Gonzalez warned the nearly 200 parents and others attending that many of their questions would not be answered. A statement from the Urbana School Board, read by Superintendent Gene Amberg, explained why.
We must be mindful that the ongoing criminal investigation is being handled by the Urbana Police and the Champaign County State's Attorney. And as a Board of Education, we cannot interfere in that process.
The investigation involves Thomas Paine teacher John Andrew White, who's charged with predatory criminal sexual assault in a case involving three girls at the school. Speaking for himself and with greater emotion, Amberg said he would do all he could to keep such things from happening again.
So I hope that you know how heartsick I am. About these incidents. I am committed, however, to do whatever it takes to move forward, to have the school district move forward, and making sure that it is the safest and best place for children.
Deputy Superintendent Preston Williams said the district will take a tough internal and external review of all its policies, procedures, and practices surrounding the case. But the parents weren't satisfied, having seen more details about the case in news reports than school officials were willing to mention. They raised questions about White's hiring in 2005 and allegations by parents, but no criminal charges, about his previous record as a teacher in the Unit 5 district in Normal. Carrie Mae Borick, the mother of a Thomas Paine kindergartner, asked about reports that allegations about White at her son's school first arose in November. And Amberg's answer did not please the crowd.
Was this reported to the police and to DCFS in November? Or was this just an internal investigation? That is why I am so upset.
It was not reported to the police or the DCFS.
Well,
that's what we're trying to figure out, why.
You knew about it.
Yes, it is my responsibility.
Why was not reported?
Because it was not a sexual allegation at the time. We didn't have we did not have the information that the police got in January, in November.
Repeated questions about the district's handling of those first allegations all received the same sort of no-comment reply from school officials, plus Urbana Police Chief Mike Beely, either because they didn't know or because of the continuing investigation. The frustration of the parents grew, summed up by Vicki Buffo, who had a daughter in White's class.
And with all due respect to you, Mr. Amberg, Mr. Preston, and the lawyer to your left, you have done nothing for us here this evening. You have failed to answer any of our questions, all of which are important to us. If you've noticed, people have stopped asking questions and started making statements. We would have been better off here without you. Why don't we talk to the gentleman from the News Gazette? He seems to have more information that he can provide for us than you do.
Amberg had one piece of new information for the parents. He had placed Thomas Paine School Principal Janice Bradley on administrative leave. He wouldn't give details. Several parents said they thought Bradley was being used as a scapegoat, and perhaps some top District 116 officials should also be removed. Urbana School Board President Joyce Hudson said that might happen if new information is uncovered showing administrators were negligent, but she said it was too early to speculate. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.